This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. By pretty much any measure, the Federal Reserve does not look like America. There are no African-American or Latino regional Fed bank presidents, but now the current president of the Atlanta Fed is stepping down, and some people see an opportunity for change. WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports.
One of the things the Fed monitors as a sign of economic health is the jobless rate. And while it's improved a lot over the last decade, some, like Formosa Williams, are still struggling.
At this point, I don't know what to do.
She's outside an Atlanta unemployment office. She can't find stable work.
The only jobs that really seem to be hiring are like fast food, and there's no way I'm going to go back to that.
Williams and other black workers face an unemployment rate double the one for whites. But Congressman David Scott worries their stories aren't always on the Fed's radar.
Unless you have a voice at that table that has gone through the experience of being an African American, you're missing so much.
The Georgia Democrat is one of several lawmakers and activists calling for the Fed's first black president to lead the regional bank in Atlanta. That, Scott says, would ensure black workers got due attention at the nation's bank.
The Fed is the nerve center of our entire economic system, and nobody is suffering from an economic depression as the African-American community.
But while economists may agree diversity is good, they aren't sure how it translates into policy.
I think you have to start out with the recognition that our Federal Reserve officials, they have really one tool, and that's interest rates. And that tool is a very blunt instrument.
Tim Dewey is an economics professor at the University of Oregon. He runs a blog called FedWatch. He says that tool affects the broader economy at the macro level.
And the problems that we're facing in black communities are often at the more narrow microeconomic level. The Federal Reserve is not going to be a silver bullet to these issues.
A group of business leaders from around the South are heading the search for the next Atlanta Fed president. They say they're looking for the best person, and they'll seek out a diverse pool of candidates. In Atlanta, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.